Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is The Savage Nation. Now, I got to open this show tonight with an example of what is inside the brainstem of loony leftists like Hillary Clinton. You're not going to believe what you hear about Libya from Hillary, where she breaks into laughter about it, thinking that the entire world are her sycophants. But to begin the show, we have something even better than the looniness of Hillary Clinton, and that is the insanity of Ted Turner. Now, look, Ted Turner's long been known to be insane. At least some of us surmise that. But listen to what he says about servicemen right now in the Savage Nation.
More American servicemen are dying from suicide
over there than are dying in combat.
I mean, that's shocking, isn't it?
Well, I think it's good because it's so clear that we're programmed and we're born to love and help each other, not to kill each other, destroy each other. That's an aberration. That's left over from hundreds of years ago. It's time for us to start acting enlightened.
I think that's very noble of Ted Turner. He's celebrating the suicides amongst our troops, and he said it's an aberration. He meant aberration. I think he's an aberration and an abomination and something beyond that, but it's a family show. He's celebrating the suicides of our troops. Now, I could talk about the vote rigging in the states in America, but I think you've heard it all day long. The Democrats are, they're vote rigging. You know about that, don't you? Didn't make it to your local paper, eh? We'll tell you about it as time goes on. But look, at the end of the day, by the time I come on the air here, I can't repeat something you've heard. Most of you have heard everything today. And those of you who are not political junkies are sports nuts. And the Giants fever here in San Francisco is something to behold. I went into San Francisco today to my home station of KSFO. It was like old home week. I mean, I ran into one person after another that I knew years ago. They're great people. It's a wonderful station. And the sports thing is beyond belief. I'm not a sports fan. I acknowledge that there are people who are. And I hope I'm not seen as an un-American for not being a sports fan. And I do recognize that the World Series is important, but I gave up watching men in striped suits hitting things when I was about 11 or 12. I just can't get into it. Sorry. I have intelligent friends who love it. They sit in boxes and watch it. They drink. That's good. I will go if need be. But it's not my cup of tea. I mean, I eat, drink, and sleep politics. That's all. So here we have a lunatic, Ted Turner. I don't know what he owns anymore. I have no idea. I know he built CNN. And now he says it's good that our troops are killing themselves. But let me give you a topper. The topper is now, here's Hillary Clinton thinking that she's going to breeze through the debacle called Benghazi, which in another time, in a more just time, she'd already be in an orange jumpsuit. Listen to clip two now on the Savage Nation.
The Independent Accountability Review Board is already hard at work, looking at
everything,
highly recommend as the appropriate approach to something as complex as an attack like this.
Why did she laugh? What is wrong with this woman? Who does she think she... Does she think that everybody out there listening to her is on government medication and government food stamps and government cheese? I think so. She says investigators are not cherry-picking information. Hillary, message to you from the Savage Nation. The ambassador is dead. The ambassador's residence was burned to the ground. Three other Americans are dead. We don't need an independent review board because you know you handpicked them to say that you are as clean as the driven snow. You know, this morning I woke up, I go to the news on the Savage. And by the way, this is the Savage Nation. You're not listening to a radio show coming in on a dental filling from Jupiter. It's the Savage Nation coming in loud and clear across the country. 106 affiliates and only three nights, 106 affiliates. And beneath my feet is the loyal dog, Teddy, the mascot of the Savage Nation. I get up today, And I see a story that was kind of sad. There's a guy, he was a wind power guy. High altitude wind power pioneer Corwin Hardman dies at 38. I mean, I'm not, you know, I look at obituaries. But that he was a wind power guy and died caught my eye because it means he was like a progressive. If he's into wind power, he's a progressive and good. That means he ate tofu. That means he hasn't touched meat probably in 20 years. It means he didn't smoke. And he surfed every day. He died at 38. So I must tell you, first of all, it's sad. God forbid it should happen to anyone I know or something like that. And my sympathies go out to his family. But, you know, who was it who said, happiness consists in getting your hair cut every 2 weeks and watching your neighbor fall off the roof? It was Lin Yutang, the great Chinese-American writer who you never heard of. But I loved him. I found him when I was 18. Now, what does he mean by watching your neighbor fall off the roof? Meaning when you find out the guy next door died, not you, you say, I'm sorry to hear he's dead, but I'm glad it's not me. It's human nature. But here's the paradox here. I said to myself, and I have to admit, I want to be honest with you, 38 and he's dead, a wind power guy, and he surfed every day. And all the thought entered my mind, I have to admit to you, was, look at this, he surfed every day and dropped dead, and I nap every day and I'm living. Now, I don't know if tomorrow will give me life. I have no idea. I stopped running when I was 30 because an inner voice was screaming in my head, stop, moron, you'll die. As I ran in the back of the valley, I weighed 130 pounds. My cholesterol was perfect according to all charts. I didn't touch a drop of meat for years. And I heard an inner voice screaming, stop running up the mountain or you'll die. I stopped running up the mountain. And a lot of people catastrophically die in their 30s from over. What is with this country? Either we're too fat and we don't exercise, or they exercise like madmen and drop dead at 38. Remember what Mark Twain said? They said, Mr. Twain, do you get any exercise? Mark Twain said, yes, I get my exercise by walking to the funerals of my more athletic friends. Even he understood that a man needed a nap in the afternoon. Who said you have to run around the reservoir? Crazy country. It's getting crazier by the day. Democrats are stealing votes, so they're bringing in UN observers to America. UN goons. UN anti-American, anti-Israel, anti-Semitic, anti-Christian goons as poll watchers from the UN. And thank God Texas said we're going to arrest them. They're going to arrest? What nerve? You mean they're not watching the polls in Russia? They're not watching the polls in Uganda? They're not watching the polls in Syria? They're not watching the polls in the despotic nightmare called North Korea, but they're watching polls in America. Yeah, I remember the signs, U.S. out of the U.N. When I was a kid, I didn't know what they meant. I have my own plans of what I would do with the U.N. in the country. I would turn it into a homeless shelter on the Upper East Side or turn it into condos. Did you see the story out of New York? By the way, you can call this show at 1-800, again 800, 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. From anywhere in the United States, and if you get through my call screener, you'll speak to more people than you'll meet for the rest of the day. Because I'm 106 affiliates, I would say for the rest of your life, but I have 106 affiliates in only 3 or 4 days, which is astounding, right? That's a big rollout. And it's going to get bigger and bigger every day and every week and every month and every book and every quarter hour is going to get bigger. Nanny stabs children on New York City Upper West Side, mother and herself. I couldn't believe this story. What's going on in my country? I never saw anything like this. Children snatched off the street and raped, shot in the head for a bicycle. Here's another one. A nanny was under arrest after a mother and a 3-year-old child returned home to their apartment on New York's affluent Upper West Side. Discover her other two children stabbed to death in their bathtub, police officials say. The nanny accused of killing of children ages 1 and 6 was on the bathroom floor with apparently self-inflicted wounds to her neck. How does this happen? What in the world is going on in my country? The only answer is medication. Drugs. The doctor should be arrested. The medical pharmaceutical establishment is the most criminal establishment in the United States of America. They've got 90% of the people thinking they need medication. In other words, if you normally feel something, you're sick. They consider childbirth, for example, a disease. So they make a woman deliver a child as though she's having a surgery of some kind. You know that that's not a norm. I mean, the norm is you deliver a baby in a rice field or in a kasha field if you were in the old country. The woman felt a twinge and she delivered the child and went back to picking kasha or rice or whatever. Now it's an illness. And everyone who has a slight twinge of feeling If you feel anything, you're considered mentally ill in America. You're not supposed to feel anything. You're supposed to let Hillary Clinton and Obama tell you that they feel for you. But you yourself no longer need to feel anything because they care so much about you and they will take care of you. That they will care. They will feel for you. Not only will they care for you, they'll feel for you. That's right. Obama will feel for you as well as take care for you. The stories are horrible, so what can I do? I have a sense of gallows humor. I don't know what else to do. Men drop dead. I don't laugh at it, but I say, thank God I'm still living. I thought I'd be a goner by 40. I have no idea why I'm still here. With the lifestyle I lead, with my nervous tension, with my level of stress, I should have been dead at 11, the way I think about it. And also, I'll add another element to it. Those of you who know me, I sometimes open up about these things. The childhood diet, Savage's childhood diet, maybe it's an old story to you. If I were doing a lab experiment and wanted to kill an animal, a normal mammal, let's say whatever the animal is, I would have fed them the diet I grew up on. I could not believe it. Looking, why do you think I went into nutrition? I studied the world for the secret Ponce de Leon's cures to stay alive. I've traveled far and wide. You don't know that about me. Fiji, Tonga, Samoa, the Marquesas. Years and years while you were building your real estate fortune and smoking dope, I was trying to save the world by looking for medicinal plants in these places. And okay, so it added a lot of dimension and this and that. I didn't make a fortune doing it, but I learned a lot of things. And what I found out is that there's not a lot known, truthfully, that we already don't know. And so I look back on the diet that I had. Maybe I should have 11 or 12 maximum. I don't know how I did it. I don't know, jelly donuts, steak, French fries, meatloaf sandwiches for lunch. I don't know how I lived. So it's a blessing every day. I got to say thank God right on this show. Every day that I get up here on the Savage Nation, and I get up because I want to leave the world, I would say a better place than I grew up in, but that's already, that's gone. You know, I'm going to leave the world a better place than I had? It's impossible. The world was a better place. Can't leave it a better place. I can only try to save it from what it might come from. Oh, my God, Obama. Hey, this is the Savage Nation. We're open for business. Every night on your local station at 855, I got it right, 855, that's a toll-free number for you people who are afraid you have to pay a dime. 855 is the new 800, 855-400-7282. 855-400-SAVAGE on any topic that might interest you. I have vote rigging calls already. Can I not do vote rigging? I'm not in the mood. And give me some KSFO. All of them cannot be at the ball game. It's impossible. Don't give me Paducah, Kentucky, talking about a show coming in on a dental filling late at night last night after my show, and they were sure it was a guy who came from the UN. I don't want to hear that. I just can't handle a call like that at this hour. It's impossible. So what's in the news? A storm is about to hit New Jersey. Thank God maybe you'll shut them up on the Jersey Shore. If only you blew some sand into their nose. Romney signs and American flags torched in Veterans Yard are 50-047. I heard a guy read it on the network news. He choked up for a minute that Romney is, no matter what they try to do to Romney, he's surging. How could that be? How is that possible? No matter what they try to make of him, he's surging against Obama. Obama goes on comedy shows, he falls down. Romney sticks slow and steady, middle of the road, check pants Republican, blah, 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 and he keeps rising. Now, I don't know whether the polls are accurate, meaning, on the one hand, I want to say, if they say he's ahead 2, he's ahead 10. But then I say, wait a minute, the liberals are so smart and so sneaky, they could be rigging the polls backwards to make you think Romney is ahead. Why? That would both motivate the communists in America to come out and vote for their leader, their dear leader Obama, and it would kind of take the wind out of the sails of the repubes. So I don't really know. I don't believe any of it, truthfully. I have no idea. I used to think the vote was sacred until I heard of Claire McCaskill. I'll be right back on the Savage Nation.
Savage.
City, welcome back to the Savage Nation. I do not sing on this show. I sing to my dog to soothe him so he doesn't bite the engineer's feet. It is the Savage Nation. The phone number here is 1-855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. We're talking about many things, including death and dying, life and living, rigging polls, stealing elections, the coming of Mao Tse-Tungism in the United States of America. I saw this morning that Obama got 30 stooges, 30 stooge CEOs, 80 top stooge CEOs calling for tax hikes and spending cuts. So I looked at the list of the stooges who want tax hikes, and amongst them are two companies that got TARP money, J.P. Morgan and Bank of America. And then it also includes one of my favorites, General Electric, which I, last I said, he paid no income tax last year. No wonder they want you to raise your taxes. They don't pay any. GE wasn't taxed at the 35% rate. GE wasn't taxed at all for its U.S. earnings. In fact, not only did General Electric, which owns Al Sharpton and the other gang on MSNBC, not only did GE pay no taxes on the $5.1 billion it earned in the United States in 2010, but it actually got a $3.2 billion corporate tax credit. It's all in my book, Trickle Down Tyranny, on page 79. And I'm not trying to sell you a book. I'm trying to sell you the truth here. But Mr. Immelt and GE aren't alone in their ability to evade taxes and call for you to pay more. And Obama wants to raise taxes on the rich. That's anyone making, any family making more than $250,000, which would be one teacher and one fireman, one teacher and one cop. You're now the rich. Don't you understand how they work? You don't get it yet. How could you fools vote for this man? He literally wants to bankrupt the middle class because he was raised as a hardline academic leftist. They hate the bourgeoisie, and that's you, the middle class. They want the rich, like those who run these corporations, and the poor. They don't want a middle class. Don't listen to his double talk. They are targeting you. Who else doesn't pay taxes? Who else evaded taxes other than General Electric, who's calling for an increase in tax hikes? How about PG&E, Wells Fargo? How about Hewlett Packard, Yahoo, Levi Strauss? All who've paid taxes at less than half the 35% corporate tax rate. But the crony capitalism under Obama doesn't stop with Jeffrey Immelt of GE and his job as job czar. I can list many, many others. And I have them for you, and I want to bore you with names. Just understand one thing. When you see 80 top CEOs call for tax hikes, you know that they're all getting benefits through Obama's rigging of the tax code that you know nothing about, and they want you to pay the tab for their thievery, in my opinion. This is thievery. It's the savage nation. Hello, infidels. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Yeah, 1-855-400-SAVAGE. But don't call the show. It's already sold out, which is good. That's not hard to do. I mean, when you consider there's only like a certain number of lines, this makes you sound powerful and important. But it's full, so don't call. I'll tell you to call when there's no way to get through. I want to talk to you, but I can't. Terrible stories. It gets worse by the second. The father of the slain SEAL, who was defending the ambassador, Tyrone Woods, okay, Tyrone Woods, right, is the father of Charles Woods, who was killed in 9/11, a terrorist attack at the American consulate in Benghazi. So he meets Obama today, they reported, and Hillary at the memorial service for the slain Americans at Andrews Air Force Base. And he says Obama came over and didn't look him in the eye, and he said it was like, I'm going to read it to you. He said that shaking President Obama's hands at his sons of service was, quote, like shaking hands with a dead fish. He said his face was looking at me, but his eyes were looking over my shoulder like he could not look me in the eye. And it was not a sincere, I'm really sorry that your son died, but he said more of a whining type. There's your president for you. Then Hillary came over, again, did the same thing, not one word of sincerity, he said, and said, we're going to get to the person who made that video. You hear this? This is what's running your country off the rails and into the ground. But we don't have to talk about how bad these people are. You have a choice to go to the election, the polls, and vote. That's all. Yeah, look, if the illegal aliens can vote repeatedly and people from Brooklyn can vote in Boca Raton and Brooklyn over and over again, remember that with the election of Gore in the year 2000. They voted in Bensonhurst and they voted in Boca. Then they voted again in Bensonhurst under their deceased husband's name. And they voted in Boca again under their deceased husband's name. I mean, if they can do it, certainly you can go out and vote once. They vote often and continuously. Let's take some callers now. KKOH in Reno, Nevada, the biggest little city in Nevada. Harriet, welcome to the Savage Nation. You're on the you're on the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to mention the surfer who died at age 38. That might be the guy who was attacked by a shark. So it wasn't that his exercising killed him. No,
he died. They said he died unexpectedly at work.
Oh, he
did.
In
the offices, yes. The screener should have told you that. But the point was he just passed away peacefully. It was not a shark.
Okay, there was a surfer recently.
Thanks for the call. Really appreciate that. It's late night. It's late in the later show. You get a different variety of caller. They already think it's the midnight and they got the tinfoil in their ear. That's an example of, you know, the radio's coming in on a tinfoil head. How could you take a call? I mean, look, we go on the internet now. So, yeah, I threw it all out already in the first 10 minutes, the entire show. What are they going to do after the election? They won't know what to say. What's going to happen in this country? My God, people aren't going to know what to talk about. Patrick in Virginia, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Dr. Savage, this is Patrick. Thanks for taking my call. Hello?
I'm waiting. I never answer that because that's like I'm supposed to say you're welcome. Please give us your point.
Yeah, I'm just calling about the article that I read today about their federal government authorities are actually considering people who stockpile on supplies and food, and they're called preppers. They're basically considering these people terrorists.
Well, look, if you were Janet Sterno and her descendant, Janet Napolitano, who I named Big Sis, to her, everyone is a terrorist because she knows she's incompetent and she should have been fired 2 years ago. So therefore, any American citizen who knows that is a terrorist. So you'll have to see how they see things.
Yeah, it's ridiculous because...
Well,
you know,
I mean, let's say that that's how idiotic and insane she is, and the government is insane and out of control, fears the people, hates the people, wants to oppress the people. Where does this end? If you have two cans of Campbell's soup in your basement, you're a terrorist, but if you have one, that's okay? Maybe they ought to hire some Black Panthers to come around to your pantry and see if you have more than two cans of soup in the basement, and they can either fine you, arrest you, or put you in a work camp.
Savage, they are doing that. They're actually, I forget the details of it, but I read for the article, they're going to start sending around people to check if you are prepping.
Yeah, well, I never heard of this. I never heard of a thing like this. How in the world could they tell you how much food you could store? Well, what kind of insane country are we living in? Do you know that this is exactly what they did in the Soviet Union in the 1930s? They called people all sorts of names, counter-revolutionaries, if they had wheat stored somewhere. It was considered an act of anti-revolutionary behavior. We are living through a communist takeover of this country, Patrick. You know that as well as I do. It's light communism right now. It's light fascism right now. But it's getting real heavy, real fast. And if this guy wins again, it's going to go from light to maximum real fast.
That's my opinion.
I hated the ex-Soviet Union. I hate communism. I hated Pol Pot. I hate North Korea's leaders. And we have a mini dictator in the White House who's just laying low right now, acting like a nice guy who goes on stupid ha-ha shows with those goofballs. Yeah. I think I'm going to go buy an extra can of soup for my basement just to defy the government. I don't have soup in the basement. I have that emergency food. They were an advertiser in the past. They should come back. I do have boxes of it at all my houses. I never opened it up for the beef stroganoff with, like, rainwater. I mean, they expect me to eat it before the emergency to try it out? I should. I heard it's good. I'm not going to knock it. They're an advertiser. But truthfully, I'd rather get Japanese takeout, Indian takeout, Chinese takeout. I want to save it. In case there's an emergency. I just stir in water and like beef stroganoff. That's not a bad idea. I should have a stockpile of wine. And maybe I can get a qualify for government mortadella hanging from the rafters and cheese. It always appealed to me. It's like stockpiling ammo. I want ammo. I want more ammo. I want more ammo and mortadella. I want mortadella. I want cheese. I want the prosciutto hanging in the basement and ammo. I need a lot of ammo. Ammo. Give me some ammo. Give me fuel. Give me fire. Give me that which I desire. Yeah. Now what do we have? Okay. Sheila on KSFO. Sheila on KSFO in San Francisco. Welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind, Sheila?
Well, I'm hearing comments that Romney is a socialist based on the fact that he wants national health care, but more like Massachusetts, that he wants to give away college tuitions, and that he would have the judges legislate from the bench.
Well, I don't know who you heard that from, but you know he's a liberal Republican. That's not a secret, right?
Right.
Okay. We know we're not getting Barry Goldwater or Ronald Reagan in Mitt Romney. That's a given. The guy is a liberal Republican, but they turned him into Attila the Hun because he's not a member in good standing of the Communist Party USA like the other side is. So don't expect very much from Romney. You know that. So maybe you'll be allowed to have three cans of soup under Romney in your basement, while under Obama you may not be able to have any. You know what I'm saying? It's a matter of degree.
Right, but do you think
I laugh at things. At a certain point, I have to laugh at it. I'm not going to sit here and get more ammo because you said that. I'm going to go to a gun store tomorrow for more ammunition? What are you doing right now? How come you're not watching the ball game here? It's almost un-American. You're not watching the World Series?
I guess somebody should take me out and put me in front of a squad since I'm not watching the World Series. What can I say?
No, well, why not, though? You live in San Francisco. Aren't you a Giants fan?
I have much more to do than watch sports.
I was in the streets of North Beach today. I went down to the station and met the good people, had some lunch. I see grown men with jackets, ball-playing jackets, like those satin jackets. I had one when I was 11 in the Bronx. I liked it. I don't understand it, how men get excited over these things. All right, I'm glad you're listening. I'm not giving out any books, by the way. I'm waiting. I can't wait till the election's over so I can read from train tracks, because they're the greatest family stories ever. You never heard these stories on the radio, most of them. And the pictures of me with the dead man's pants, because many people think I'm making it up. I wish I wasn't poor. I mean, Joe, I wish I had not been poor. I don't understand this. Everybody wants to have been poor. Everybody who ran for office couldn't wait to tell you they were poor. They weren't. Even Romney tried to say he was once poor, but he wasn't. I wished that my father had run General Motors. I dreamed that I used to dream that he owned a GM or something, and he didn't. And nothing against him. He tried his best. He was an immigrant, did the best he could. But why did everyone want to be poor? I hated being poor. Hated. It's horrible. It's a terrible place to be. And all you do your whole life when you're poor is dream about being rich or getting ahead, making something of your life. And then if you don't, you can always blame those who have more than you and say that they took it from you. Let's say you wrote a screenplay that nobody published in Hollywood. You could always blame it on a certain ethnic group. You could say that they have a secret handshake, and that's why they published them. They're not as good as you. While you sit in the cafe in North Beach, San Francisco, on meds, collecting SDSI funny crazy checks, and you're convinced that it's the Zionists who did it to you because they run Hollywood. This is how America works. Jealousy, anger, resentment, hostility, and mortadella. It's a guarantee that's how it works. Break at 45. This is a hard break, Dean? I have a hard break now. No, it's a soft break. Dino is on the board. He's my new board operator out of Dallas, Texas. I've not met Dino, but I understand that he's doing a great job. I got so many new people, it's hard for me to keep. The only consistent thing I have is Teddy under the desk, Teddy the 10-pound poodle. So here are the callers I have. Jackson, I hope it's Missouri because I don't know where this Jackson is. Matthew, welcome to the Savage Nation. Topic, please.
How are you, sir? All right, so I'm from Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay, great. Great place.
Yeah. Hey, this keeps it simple, but I really wanted to acknowledge what you said earlier in the show about what is causing this crazy, insane violence in our country, and you nailed it. It's the medication.
That's right. I've known this for 20 years, ever since the selective serotonin uptake inhibitors came out, better known as Prozac-like compounds. Selective serotonin uptake inhibitors account for too numerous suicides, too many workplace violent incidents of workplace violence. People have no idea. When you suppress feelings, you agree with me on this, Matthew?
Oh, totally, man, totally.
When you keep suppressing your feelings with medication, eventually they come out in a perverted way.
Yeah, and it's you're right, but it's worse than that. I mean, you've got It creates violent behavior, insane behavior.
Well, and what it is that you look what the drug is, selective serotonin uptake inhibitor. It maintains a certain amount of the soothing serotonin in your serum, your blood serum, right? But at what cost? You're constantly basically titrating yourself with normal levels of serotonin until eventually your body runs out of serotonin and you go into a hysterical phase of insanity. And therefore, you either jump off an NYU dorm out of a dorm room, or jump off the Golden Gate Bridge, or you shoot people. These drugs are a disaster. They're a disaster. It's a national disaster. And the only reason there's no investigation is because they smear the congressmen. They buy them off. The same way the Islamists buy them off, the same way the Chinese buy them off, the Chinese communists buy them off. It's astounding what you can get for a buck today in Congress.
Yeah, for real.
Thanks for the call. It's horrible. But remember what I said. Beware. Beware. I'm not going to say the government media complex. Beware the medico-pharmaceutical complex. They're the biggest drug-dealing combine in the country. Forget about the Mexican drug cartels. Your bigger threat are the pharmaceutical companies combined with the doctor establishment. These pill pushers are killing us. I'll be right back.
Savage. Savage.
Oh, you sweet thing.
Do I want? Will I want?
All right, thanks for the big bopper. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. The number, 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282, toll free for anywhere in the U.S. of A. I can't get my mind off this story coming out of New York that happened tonight. It's sickening. A mother returns home. She's out with her older child. She finds her little children stabbed to death in her Upper West Side apartment with the nanny on the floor of the bathroom in a pool of blood. Self-inflicted. 5:30 tonight. Nanny Yoselyn Ortega, 50, in a pool of blood in the kitchen. Her children aged 2 and 6 stabbed to death. I don't understand these stories. I don't understand these stories. Children's father was on a plane from San Francisco and had not been told about his children's death. I can't even imagine God forbid I had young children at one time, and every second was like a nightmare fear. I would never leave them with a babysitter. I wouldn't leave them with a nanny, nothing. Because you don't know who these people are. And now with the drugs, forget about it. You got to be insane. And this is a product. Now, I'm not blaming Obama. No, we can't blame him for this. Please, relax. This is a product of the breakdown of the nuclear family, and the extended family is over. I mean, when I grew up, we all lived near each other, and everyone's house was near each other, so you had an aunt, an uncle, or this, or that. Everyone took care of each other. Not anymore. It's a different world. What is the nanny crack from the you can't even think about this. There's nothing you could say. Nothing. It's the drugs. Just the drugs, that's all. The mother, the father, they can't live. The mother and the father can't live. How do you live with this? It's insane. You can't live, certain things you can't live with. You cannot go on. I don't care what kind of faith you have. I don't care what kind of psychiatric help you get. There are certain things that rip your guts out, and that's the end of your life. It's unbelievable to me. No, I'm not talking right now about Obama. I can't take another second of it. In 2 minutes, I'll give you a recipe for a meatball or a chicken soup if this keeps up. No, because there's a limit to it. I can only take so much of it myself. Go Giants. I'll read from my website. And these are good headlines. When I was a kid, I always wanted to be the guy who wrote the headlines for either the Daily News or the New York Post, because I grew up on newspapers in my house. We had 5 papers a day, so I learned how to write headlines by reading them. So here are my headlines. Tax-dodging General Electric and other corporate tax evaders call for higher taxes. Second headline on michaelsavage.com, Libya gate grows, Panetta shrinks. You hear this? The defense secretary says, although we had airplanes in the area and soldiers, he didn't want to put them in harm's way. What the hell are they for? What the heck are they for, Leon? What are soldiers for? How about protecting an ambassador? What do you mean I want to put him in harm's way? What are they, like, training a birthing clinic? Topic 3. Texas vows to arrest international election monitors. Good for him. Why are we letting these third world dictators, these in our country, to look at our polling places? Look how far Obama has taken this country. simply because we don't want illegal aliens to vote? They're trying to use UN goons to let us permit illegal aliens to vote? What does this say? The Savage Nation is live here, 6 to 9 Pacific, 9 to midnight East Coast. I can't tell you about streaming. We want you to listen on stations, particularly Cumulus-owned, O&O-owned station. Pentagon won't label Fort Hood shootings a terrorist attack. No, it wasn't a terrorist attack. It was a love attack. It was a love attack because he said Allah Akbar as he killed people. Therefore, it was meant with love, like Ted Turner. I said, open the show. Did you hear Ted Turner? If you just tuned in, you're not going to believe it. Play clip 7 again, Dino. They haven't heard this. Try it again.
More American servicemen are
dying now.
Suicide.
From suicide over there than are dying in combat.
I mean, that's shocking, isn't it?
Well, I think it's good because it's so clear that we're programmed and we're born to love and help each other, not to kill each other, destroy each other. That's an aberration. That's left over from hundreds of years ago. It's time for us to start acting enlightened.
No, it's like Obama using drones. That's enlightenment. See, if you use a drone, it's an enlightened way to kill rather than with a bayonet. That's an enlightened way to kill the enemy, is through drones, because you don't see the blood. The aberration, he meant aberration when he said aberration. He meant apparition. He didn't know what he meant. How could anyone be that rich and powerful and that crazy? I don't understand it. Why doesn't he just throw his hat in the ring at this late state and run for office? He'd be perfect. He could be the governor of Georgia or of Patagonia. Him and his ex-wife had like 25,000 acres in Patagonia. Remember that? I must be out in 9 seconds, 8 seconds. It's the Savage Nation.
Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is The Savage Nation. Yeah, night number 3, 106 affiliates in a few days. The phone number is 1-855-400-7282. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. I really don't want to repeat all the topics that I'm dealing with, because if you've been listening for an hour, you certainly want to call about them. If you haven't been listening for an hour, you can call and tell me you love me, or welcome back, Mike. Can't wait to hear you again. How? Where have you been? Please don't say Romney or Obama to me. I don't want to talk about them tonight. You've heard it all day long. Father of slain seal, Obama could not look me in the eye like shaking hands with a dead fish. Oof. He has a fishy look to him, doesn't he? I said I wouldn't do Obama, but I can't help it. It's like a fishy. I had Petrolli sold today in North Beach. It smelled a little fishy, to be honest with you. You know, I talk to fishermen, most fish is 2 days old in a restaurant. In my day, you smelled the fish before you ate it. Today, people are ashamed to even ask to look at the fish, let alone smell it. Did you know? No, I'm going to talk about food for a minute while you're calling me at one, because many of you are 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Many of you are dying to talk about Obama or Romney, and it'll seep in and seep out, but give me a break, please. Just give me a break for a minute. I'd rather talk about fish than talk about Obama. I would rather talk about Petrolli's soul and how it was slightly off today than talk about Obama. In my day, I remember to this day, if you went into a store, you smelled the fish before you ate it. The fishy-eyed waiter would come over with a tray, and you looked at the fish and you sniffed it. Today they say it's a health code violation if you look at the fish, let alone smell it. They make you eat old fish. They cover it with sauce. I had an aunt. You want to hear a story? It's actually in train tracks. I told you I wouldn't talk about it. While you're calling, you can call about... If you want to call about politics, you can at 855-400-SAVAGE. I know many of you are politically active and you can't wait till the election and you want to talk about this till the end of time. And it is an important election. How much can I take of it? So in my day, I mean, even meat. Do you know what you're eating? Do you know the chopped meat today is a mixture of meats? Did you know that? You don't know any of this. Let's say you're a meat eater. It's okay. You need the carnitine so you eat meat. Otherwise, you'll start thinking like Jane Fonda. Or worse yet, Goldie Hawn. So you need meat. Otherwise, you wind up like them, whacked out altogether. you know, from lacto-ovo-vegetarianism. If you eat meat, let's say you get chopped meat in the supermarket, you're not getting a meat from a single cow. It could be mixed meat, some from Canada, some from a dirty stockyard in Stockton. Another piece of meat came in from China. It's unbelievable. I mean, if I eat meat, I try to get, like, the poor cow raised, you know, sensitively. It went to school for a while and had pictures of Elsie the cow in the barn. And then it was slaughtered peacefully. How could you be slaughtered peacefully? How could you slaughter an animal humanely? It's impossible. You ever been in a slaughterhouse? They know they're going to die. They know their mother just got killed. They know their brother just got killed. They know their father just got killed. They know their calf just got, you know, killed. You see the fear in their eyes? It's horrible. I went to a slaughterhouse once in Fiji. I swore I'd never eat meat again. I went back on it, but the thing is, it's horrible. I don't want to know about it. It's horrible. No such thing as humane killing of an animal. I mean, there are degrees. There are degrees. I would say that people are more humanely killed at San Quentin than they are in a slaughterhouse. But I don't want to eat meat that was given the drip that they get. 1-800, 1-855, you see, it's ingrained from all the years, the 800. But 855 is also free. Many of you don't know that. You're afraid that it'll take away some money for Obamacare if you call and you have to pay 2 cents. It's 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. What's this on the Drudge Report? Constantly with storms. It's all he's obsessed with lately is weather. Hurricane Sandy. I don't like the name. It's not even a frightening name. Why do you call a storm Sandy? How could you be afraid of a hurricane called Sandy? Sounds friendly. I never met anyone by the name of Sandy that I was afraid of. Why can they call like a villainous name, like some Hungarian name, like Hurricane something with like a Hungarian tinge to it? And nothing against Hungarian people. I have some in my family. They're all in Boca Raton. They got the Hungarian genes. Those who didn't get the majority of Hungarian genes went to Pennsylvania. Hurricane Sandy. Why Sandy? Who came up with that? They have to name him for men, is that it? Because it was like anti-woman to call it a woman? You should call it a woman. Why not call it Now, if you call it Hurricane Hillary, I'd be afraid of the hurricane. If it was Hurricane Michelle, I would go into a bomb shelter. But Hurricane Sandy, I'm not afraid of. Maybe after this election, we can name them after the czars. There'll be 100 different hurricanes that haven't been named yet. You could say Hurricane Obama. That would be the number one storm that hit America. We have an experiment now in America with our first communist regime, and the people are so dumb that they're going to the ball game. Well, I'm not sure who I'm going to vote for. You know, I'm still contemplating whether I want to vote for Romney or Obama. I'm not quite sure. The first experiment with a communist president, and they have no idea because the media is so wrapped up in reelecting this fraud that they don't even understand who he is. How else could they get away with this? 80 top CEOs call for tax hikes and spending cuts. And you look at the names of the corporations, and they include General Electric, which pays no income tax. They include Microsoft, which has tremendous benefits from Obama. They include J.P. Morgan, a recipient of TARP funds. They include Bank of America, recipient of TARP funds. And they're telling you that you should pay the tab for Obama's socialism. You hear? It's not news to me. I covered it in Trickle Down Tyranny. Welcome back, Cotter. This is the Savage Nation. 1-855-400-7282. 855-400-SAVAGE. I don't have to yell to make my point. In fact, the less I yell, the longer I live. I will live. I will not die at 28, I guarantee you. I will get my exercise walking to the funerals of my more athletic friends. I nap every day. I don't surf in the afternoon. I bicycle a little bit. I do little dumbbells. There's so much more to illness and health and dying than just, you know, running like a lunatic. I mean, it's crazy. You're not going to live longer if you run like that. You're going to break a hip. Your knees are going to go out probably at 45, 48. A transplant in the hip. Your hair is going to fall out. What makes you think that you're supposed to stress your body beyond the age of 40 and push yourself like that? You're going to kill yourself. Everything is an extremist reaction in America. Nothing is done with the middle way. They don't understand that the middle way in this country. Nothing is ever balanced, ever. I'm balanced. Politically, I'm very balanced. The fact of the matter is, I have contempt for the Democrats because they become socialists, and I have less contempt for the Republicans because they're moderate socialists. That's all. So don't say, you don't think I'm in the pocket of the Republican Party. I don't hang out with Republicans. I don't know any. I never met a Republican. I wouldn't go to a party with a Republican. I don't like checked pants, number one. I will vote for Romney. I told you that. But it's not the kind of guys that would have me in their fraternity when I was in college. I know it. They would have hazed me out. They wouldn't have even invited me in. They just would have, like, basically, let him out so we don't get arrested for, like, non-diversity. But they didn't have such things in those days, like diversity imperatives. They all looked alike. Everyone looked like Romney in my day. Every fraternity member looked like Romney or one of his children. What a family. What good-looking people. Do you know that? They're like, I never saw anything like it. All the grandchildren, four sons and like 16 grandchildren, they all look like Romney. How is that possible? How are genes so powerful and so perfect that children like are cranked out like carbon copies of grandpa? I don't get it. What luck to get a genetic pool like that. Hardy stock. Conestoga wagon. I don't know what it is. Mules, borax. I don't understand. Was it the diet that they ate compared to mine? They didn't have Fox's You Bet syrup in Utah. That I know. Well, no, they didn't serve him that. I don't know what they ate there, but God, I'd like to know Romney's diet. Look how good he looks for a guy his age. What does Ann keep him on? I can't imagine. You know, this is an interesting question to me, being as obsessed with food as I am. The Romney diet versus Obama diet, that would be good. I mean, you take the first lady. God bless her. Lovely lady, beautiful children. Tells you to eat green beans and radishes, and she knocks down a grease job every time she goes on the road. They catch her eating a fry or a, and that's why I named her affectionately Queen of the Fries. You notice she's out of the picture? You notice they took Michelle out of the picture, the most beautiful woman on earth? For years we were told the most beautiful, well-built woman on the planet. Where'd that come from? Not good-looking lady, the best, the new Jackie Kennedy. I don't understand. They come up with these things. They pushed her out of the picture. Her and Soros are not seen anymore. They're like on two separate vacations. You notice Soros was everywhere 6-9 months ago. Every minute, America should die. We need to be run by the UN. Romney should be arrested. All of a sudden, they told him to shut his mouth and go back to Romania and sing Romania, 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 Romania. And you don't see Soros anywhere. Where's Michelle? Where is she hiding? Why is she not seen? Because the American people don't trust her. They see her when she said, the first time I was proud of being in America was when my husband was elected. That's nice. You love this country. That's terrific. So Soros is out of the picture. Michelle Obama's out of the picture. Who else did they disappear? They even brought Clinton out, who trashed Obama, ran him off the road. Clinton's like poison. They say he's the most popular ex-president in history. Where? In Arkansas? I mean, next to Jimmy Carter. Yeah, another great one with the snake and the strychnine that they drink during the religious services. He did a lot of good for America. You know, remember the Billy Beer, the age of the Billy Beer, then the strychnine, and he saw the Lord on a couch in his living room. That was a heck of a 4 years we had with Jimmy Carter. Here it is again. I'll be right back. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. This is the Savage Nation.
Savage.
Callers from Las Vegas or Reno, I want. I like gambler calls. I want KPRO in Providence. I want witness protection callers. Guys who are depressed eating an IHOP. Imagine eating bad spaghetti. You have to leave Brooklyn and hide somewhere in Boise. They always complain about the food. That's the funny part about it, isn't it? Whenever you watch these shows, they don't like the spaghetti and meatballs in Wisconsin. Here we are, Stabs children. I can't look at the news. Sickening. I don't know what it must do to a woman to look at this news. A lot of women don't like the news because of that. It's too violent. They don't know who to vote for. How could they not know? One guy wants to raise taxes on the rich. That's a couple that makes $250,000. That would be a teacher and a fireman. Okay, they're rich now to the communists who are running the country. But General Electric and Verizon don't want to pay taxes, but they want you to pay more. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. How can anyone in the military vote for the fish, the clammy fish Obama? How can they vote for him? How can they anyone in a uniform vote for him to start? I don't know how a cop votes for him. That I don't understand, and they do. This is the part I'll never understand. White-collar guys, I understand they're confused. From drug addiction, from using crack in the toilets of the corporate headquarters, I can understand they don't know who to vote for. But a blue-collar guy, how can they vote for Obama? How is that possible? I don't understand that. He's the most anti-military president in history. I'll vote. Or a cop? Well, okay, it's the pensions probably. They figure he'll keep the pensions and the Republicans will cut it. So cops probably want to vote for Obama. You know, that's a bunch of the cops in New York. You see that? It was a cannibal. One cop on the NYPD, they found that he was going to kidnap 100 women and cook them in a stove. I saw that story. How is this possible? Well, let's put it to you this way. If they have no standards anymore in police departments because they're not allowed to screen because it's considered racism or whatever, so you get a guy who wants to snatch 100 women off the street and cook them in a stove. The guy could have probably disclosed it on a form, and they probably would have had to hire him if it was considered a disability in the country today. As I said to you, if Obama, when he was running for office, since he wasn't vetted, right? No one knows the whole thing. If he wasn't vetted, think about what I'm saying to you. He could not be his own Secret Service agent. They would not have permitted him to be a Secret Service agent because of his associations and the mysteries of his past. Bill Ayers, who have to go down a known a terrorist, right? So in other words, he couldn't even be an FBI agent. Here he is president. So in other words, if a guy like him could become president without any screening, why couldn't a guy get into the NYPD and be a cannibal who wants to snatch women off the street and cook them? That's the world we live in. But the most important thing is that Mayor Bloomberg prevents them from drinking 32-ounce sodas. That's like a Jeroboam of Pepsi is illegal in New York now. Why doesn't he just ban Jeroboams of Bordeaux in the Gracie Mansion? In other words, what the poor guy in a 32-ounce soda, why? It's cheaper than two 16s. How rich guys don't understand that. They don't drink the whole thing themselves, slurping it all day. It's considered like the guy gets a 32-ounce soda, Michael Bloomberg. You know why? It's cheaper. Splits it with his friend or a family. They pour it, and they split it. It's like you at Gracie Mansion. I told you this. Why don't you just ban Jeroboams of Bordeaux? Why do you serve Jeroboams? After all, it's harmful to the liver. So you say, well, no one drinks a Jeroboam. No, of course not. No, well, no one drinks a 32-ouncer. Unless they're the kind of fatso that gets like, they have to bring like a blowtorch to get him out of a toilet bowl in Bensonhurst. I don't like those stories about when you see the fat guy. I'm supposed to feel sympathy for him. They had to blowtorch him out of his bedroom. I'm sorry. To me, that's slovenliness. It's biblical. He's a sloth. What do you mean the guy has five cops, six EMTs, like Derek's equipment, cherry pickers, walls come down. And I'm supposed to watch him on a reality show. How did he get that way? It's glandular. It's not glandula. Usually people eat themselves into that state. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm an extremist for thinking that way. Maybe I'm overly insensitive to the extremely obese. And perhaps there'll be some blowback on this, no doubt. But I have no sympathy for people who are that slovenly. I'm sorry. That's all there is to it. Blowtorched out of his bed and makes it to A&E at night. I don't know what to watch. You can go crazy from watching the cable channels after a show. I watch a movie. Okay, I try to stabilize my mind with a movie. Even if it's bad, it's good if it's good. But when you start flipping around, you can go insane. You ever see, if you ever do the smorgasbord of television, which we all do now, I think it's jumbled, the Western mind. It's insane. A guy who lives in Somalia who has no television is more sane than the average American with cable. You flip around. You got a food guy. Then you flip to an extreme fighting. Then you flip to some fat person with being blowtorched out of a bed. Then you flip to an ugly woman who they say is the most beautiful woman on earth. Then you got Obama pretending he cares about the dead SEALs. You click the channel. The next thing is Obama's the greatest commander-in-chief since General MacArthur. Click the channel. The next thing is mafia wives. I lived with him, and I didn't know what he did. None of them knew what they did. None of the wives. I had no idea what he did for a living. I had no idea where the bracelets came from, the money, the wallpaper with the money behind the wallpaper. I don't know where the gold came from. I had no idea how the children had everything. I thought he was a bricklayer. I had no idea. Don't take it away from me. I don't know where it came from. I love him dearly. They should let him out of jail, but he beat me every day. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back. My knee is such Romney, 50-047. Every poll, 50-47, 3 points ahead. Detroit News endorses Romney. Detroit barbecued ribs. I don't trust polls. What, now suddenly because Romney's ahead, I'm supposed to say I love polls? I never trusted them. I think it's a curveball. Why do they want to show you Romney's ahead? I'll take the other side. That's to scare the commies to come out and vote because they're afraid Obama will lose. That's to motivate them and to tell the Republicans, oh, now you can let your guard down. You don't have to vote because your guy's going to win. So I don't trust one word of any poll ever. Ever. I've never seen one that's been accurate. Ever. I don't know who they are. So I don't trust polls. I'm an American. I like to vote. I'll make up my own mind. Don't tell me who's winning or losing before I go in the booth. It's like a horse race. I don't go to the Trotters and Yonkers. I went through my age 18 to 19. I was into the racing. Age 11 to 12, I was into card gambling. I got it out of my system young. I'm very lucky. I could walk through a casino in Las Vegas. I don't gamble. It's amazing how I have that self-control. Pizza, I can't pass up. Spaghetti, even if I've eaten my spaghetti. I don't want to talk about the polls anymore. I want to talk about one topic. I'm going to take your calls in 1 second. Here's the topic that's... Okay, who has been disappeared by the Obama machine because they were so toxic and negative that they told him, get out of the picture, disappear, go to Hilo for about 3 months, don't come back. Soros gone. He's on a vacation somewhere in Transylvania. No one knows where Soros is. 6 months ago, you couldn't get that creep off the screen. Wherever you went, it was Soros. This, America's no good. It should become run by the UN. They said, get him out of here. Send him to Transylvania, whatever. Get him 13-year-old, whatever you have to do. Who else? They took Michelle off the picture. Have you seen Michelle recently? No. Why? Because she's really not loved by the swing voters. Maybe the swing dancers might like her, but not the swing voters. Who else have they disappeared? Jill Biden. The crackpot husband is still out there gaping at everyone with the big teeth. Jill Biden is gone. I don't know why. She's actually an attractive woman, but they disappeared her. I'll tell you who they disappeared. Barbara Boxer, yap is shut, gone. She's on a vacation somewhere in China with Dianne Feinstein and their husbands, seeing what they can do to undermine the shopping cart industry in the United States of America. They're not anywhere to be seen. Where are they? Where are they? Barney Frank is out of office, thank God, but even he is not being heard from. You'd think with his persona and the love for him, gone. Who else have they told to shut up? Who's the guy with the big nostrils from Los Angeles? No, I called him Nostrilman. I forget his name. That guy is so frightening. They put him on ice. They sent him to Nome, Alaska, to see if he could investigate the yaks in Nome, Alaska. There are no yaks. I'm joking. Okay, it's called Free Association Radio. Nobody does it but me. It's called walking on the high wire without a trapeze. It's like walking on the trapeze without a net. I do it because I enjoy it. The day I can't do that, I don't want to do radio. I work in politics every once in a while to catch the people who are scanning. That's why I did like 50-47. A lot of people are scanning now. Who's that guy? What's that voice? Who is he? What is he talking about? I have no idea. He's crazy. I don't agree with him. Before long, they're hooked every night. They don't know why they're listening. This is the Savage Nation every night at 9 till midnight on the East Coast and 6 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Let's go to my number one affiliate in San Francisco, KSFO. Michael, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Welcome back, Dr. Savage. Both my mother and I are delighted you're back.
Thank God.
I needed a Savage break, but now, you know, we love you all the same, right?
Wait, what do you mean a break? I've been on the one in Sacramento forever.
I know. I'm just giving you a bad time.
That's okay. I just wondering why you're calling to say hello. You're not watching the ball game?
Absolutely not. I'm bored to tears. I want to see A's a little bit because they made a comeback you couldn't believe. After that, I was done.
How do people get that excited over that, guys in striped suits? I don't understand it. I mean, I don't understand it. Are you that excited by... You're not excited by sports. To me, the greatest sport is saving America from Obama and the communist regime that will take us down the toilet bowl.
I agree with you. I agree 100%.
And that's the greatest sport there... People say to me, are you a Giants fan? I said, no, really, I'm not. I try to be polite. I said, no, really, I'm not interested in sports with what's going on in the country now with the gangsters running the country. No, not really.
Yeah,
I mean, if Arnold Rothstein, here's what I've said. If Arnold Rothstein could fix the 1919 World Series, right? And that was done in 1919. If you watch Boardwalk Empire, you may know who Arnold Rothstein is. I knew who he was before then. I knew him personally. I went to school with him. But the truth is, if they could fix the World Series in 1919... You're telling me that the election wasn't rigged to get Obama in last time?
Completely.
Where'd the money come from? Where'd the $1 trillion come from to elect this guy? Look what happened with Donald Trump. Even his, oh my God, did he step in it? They made a mockery of him. It's awful. I don't even know if I can go to Mar-a-Lago. I don't want to. I don't want to run into him this year. I'm afraid. He's probably asking me what I thought of it. The day he starts saying, how did I do? That's it. It'll be like a bad Catskill Mountains, you know, routine after that. I'm not going to answer him. He's got a very nice club down in Boca Raton. I don't think, in Palm Beach. I don't think I'm going to go to Florida this winter because I'd have to do the show later. It's a big adjustment for me. I was doing afternoon drive for so many years, right? Now I'm doing 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the West Coast, which I can do because I'm used to it because I was in Florida in the last few winters where it was, you know, the same kind of time frame, right? There's like the same prep, nap in the afternoon, don't surf, pray to God that you live long enough to do another great show, eat different hours, go out to dinner at 9 o'clock, which is a big adjustment because everyone was closed in Florida. And now in California, it's not much different. A few places open a little later. It's a hard adjustment to go out to dinner at 9 o'clock, 9:30. But if I go to the East Coast, forget about it. Where am I going to find a restaurant at midnight? Who's open at midnight? IHOP, Denny's. There's nobody open at midnight. I mean, like a restaurant. I go to Chinatown with the hipsters. I don't want to hang around with the hipsters and, you know, having like chop suey at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's not my coming home from a club. Look at our generation of degenerates. I never saw anything like it. I was young. Who stayed out till 5 in the morning? I read stories. This one was knocked off at 3 in the morning walking on Hudson Street. That one was knocked down and then robbed. Who is out at 2, 3 in the morning expects not to be mugged in a city like that? I don't understand. The generation of idiots. They think they're on a college campus. Nothing's going to happen to them. Go home at a certain time. Lock the door. Load the gun. Release the dogs. Set the alarm. And you go to sleep. You don't go down to the meatpacking district at 5 o'clock in the morning after a night out, and you go to work. Here they go to work the next day. You wonder why you have such incredible workers today in all of the corporate headquarters. These people are stoned. They're like somnambulists at work. The girls, the guys, they're out till 5 o'clock in the morning. They went home, brushed their teeth, put on a clean outfit, popped another pillow, went to work, and you wonder why workplace morale is down. I never saw anything like it. Whoever heard of it? What a work ethic. Don't blame Obama for that one. Blame Dr. Spock for that. Blame Dr. Spock for the work ethic that you have today or the lack thereof. I'm lucky I was raised to work. I was told, look, every bite I took, my father would look at me and say, you're living pretty good, huh? Like he ridiculed me for eating in the house. You're eating. I didn't know what he was talking about. He came from the old country of Russia. So to him, like a great meal was like a gift. I took it for granted that I'm supposed to eat like this. He got a little angry that I was eating so well. He didn't take it away from me, and not like a reality show of a bad parent. But he would, like, razz me, almost like a fraternity hazing. You're pretty good with the knife and fork, he would say. I always liked riding me, because I was enjoying my meal. I don't understand that. I like people who have a good appetite. Look at my dog. He loves to eat. I don't, like, say to him, hey, you're enjoying that provolone, huh? You got it pretty good here. You're living off the fat of the land, huh, Teddy? I don't do that to him. I just understand that. Texas vows to arrest UN election observers. They should. They should close the UN down altogether. Send them back to Zurich. Actually, send them back to the molestation capital of Europe, which is Brussels, I understand. They want to send election observers to my country when the world is filled with third world dictatorships, murderers like in North Korea, and these goons are coming to my country. Yanez Lenarchik, the director of the OSC Office for Democratic Institutions and Human Rights. You know he's a fascist. Whenever you hear an office like that, you know he's a Nazi. Yanez Lenarchik, whenever you have the tildes over the C's, and he's the director of the Office of Democratic Institutions and Human Rights, you know either the guy is not kosher one way or the other morally, or he's a Nazi, or a descendant of some kind of Nazi killer. What, soft break at 45? I'm running up into the break again. They want to observe my elections with what's going on in Syria, what's going on in the Soviet Union, Russia, what's going on in Syria, North Korea. They're coming here to my country. Why? Because the Republicans had the nerve to say illegal aliens shouldn't vote. You hear? I don't believe this. Texas Governor Rick Perry, who would have been a great candidate, said no UN monitors and inspectors will be part of any Texas election process. I love Texans. I love Texas. God, and really, I'm serious. Probably Bloomberg would probably want to have a Jeroboam with the UN inspectors. I can guarantee you that if the UN inspectors came to New York, Mayor Bloomberg would invite him in for a Jeroboam of Bordeaux. probably a $12,000 bottle. But you see, in Texas, they understand what this is. I hope they arrest these UN creeps. I hope they throw them into some jail near the Mexican border. I do. I hope the UN inspectors come in and they get thrown into a slammer in El Paso. And they're not seen. And then let's say they're sent to Mexico. See how good they do there. Why don't they go inspect the polling places in Mexico? They're so brave. Right? Okay, look. The phone number here is 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. If you're a new listener, it's a real show. It's not a figment of your imagination. If you're an old listener, thank God I'm still back and still kicking. I do have a pain running down the left side of my arm now from the shoulder, which is a little worrisome. I'm getting overly excited. That's either a minimum, you know, like a stroke feeling, a little heart attack, or just I slept on my arm. You never know. See, this is the thing about health, disease, and God. You don't know. From one minute to the next, it's a miracle. 28 years old, surfed every day, had a high wind power company. They found him slumped over his desk today, dead. No obvious cause of death, age 28. Frightening. Thank God I nap every day. I was thinking of exercising before shows. I nap. Mark Twain said I get my exercise by walking to the funerals of my more athletic friends. Yes, Mark, I'll be right back on the Savage Nation.
Savage.
The globalist psychotics are everywhere. Ted Turner said military suicides outnumbering combat deaths is a good thing. CNN founder Ted Turner, in arguing for a greater role for the UN as the world's policeman and condemning U.S. military spending, said recently that the rise in military suicides in relation to combat deaths is a good development. Did you hear this yet? You can't believe this. Play it again. I want them to hear this lunatic who started CNN. Listen.
More American servicemen are dying from suicide
over there than are dying in combat.
I mean, that's shocking, isn't it?
Well, I think it's good because it's so clear that we're programmed and we're born to love and help each other, not to kill mm-hmm. each other, destroy each other. That's an mm-hmm. apparition. Mm-hmm. That's left over from mm-hmm. From hundreds of mm-hmm. years ago. It's time for mm-hmm. us to start acting enlightened.
Start acting enlightened like you, Ted, right? So in other words, what happened in Benghazi, that's an act of enlightenment from the radical Islamists. 9/11 was an act of enlightenment to Ted Turner. Everything's an act of enlightenment to the liberal. You know, look, I wrote a book years ago called Liberalism as a Mental Disorder. I was thinking about Ted Turner at the time and others. Liberalism is a mental disorder. When you find yourself not able to answer a question you ask yourself, which is, how could they do that? How could they say that? How could they think that? The mind is boggled. It has no answer. So the answer is always the same. Liberalism is a mental disorder. That's the answer to everything. Where there's no answer to it. That's Ted Turner. It's good that there's so many military suicides. Now tell me I'm twisting it. He said that. He said he's glad that more troops are killing themselves. Wait, but it gets even crazier. Here's Hillary Clinton in talking about the murders in Benghazi, laughing. Listen to clip two.
The Independent Accountability Review Board is already hard at work looking at everything, not cherry-picking
right.
you know, one story here,
uh-huh,
one document
uh-huh.
there, but looking uh-huh, at everything, uh-huh. which I uh-huh. highly recommend as the appropriate approach to something as complex as an attack like this.
Sackcloth, orange jumpsuit. I never saw anything like what they get away with. The woman should have been thrown out of office for what happened in Libya. Fired. I did a study for you on the number of cabinet posts and such that have been forced to leave under him. It's like the lowest since FDR. Remember like when Nixon was in office, how many cabinet officials were thrown out because the liberals wouldn't leave them alone? There's the lowest number of cabinet officials and others who either resigned or were forced out under Obama since FDR. See, this is one thing you got to say about the communists, or you want to call them progressives, whatever you want to call them. I know communists when I see one, hear one, smell one. Call them progressives, if you will. One thing about them is that they're loyal to the other party members. If they carry a card, if they all carry that secret card, they are loyal to them. They never kick them out, no matter what happens. So she's laughing now. The Independent Accountability Review Board, let's see who that is. Four stooges from NYU. And two from Cornell. That's the Independent Accountability Review Board. already hard at work, not cherry picking, you know, one story here or there. Well, there's like a dead ambassador. Would that be cherry picking, Hillary? Let's cherry pick that fact. It's a dead ambassador. That would be, well, that's cherry picking to Hillary. The embassy is burnt to the ground. That's cherry picking. That's one document. Like you have a burnt embassy and you have a dead ambassador. That's cherry picking. Got to look at everything. Then you have Leon Panetta, who looks like Peter Sellers in some of his earlier movies. I don't know how this man shocking. Leon Panetta said that although we had military assets in the area while the attack was going on, he didn't use them because he didn't want to put military men in harm's way. You hear? What were they supposed to be doing? Polishing their jets on the ground? Polishing their boots? What is he, crazy? What a military? He had assets there, but he didn't want to put men in harm's way until he got a bigger picture of it. So they let him burn the embassy down and kill the ambassador. Meanwhile, they were polishing the wings of the jet, and the guy's uniforms were being brushed. They were brushing the general's, polishing the brass. Oh, God. So you could laugh at all this if you want. It's not a laughing matter. It's insanity. Total insanity. Which is why I get up every morning to tell you about the insanity. I get almost no time to talk now, to take calls. I don't know who to pick. Everyone's wonderful. Thank you. Delicious. Great. Incredible. KFAQ in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Neil, fire away. You're on the Savage Nation.
Right quick, Dr. Savage. I'm glad to have you back on the air, sir. You kind of messed up my routine when you went off. I was just going to tell you that. A while ago, you said, well, call Mike and tell him... I'm glad to hear you. So I wanted
well,
to do
good.
That.
Well, that's good. No, that's nice. I didn't even know I was on in Tulsa.
Yes, sir. I didn't either. That's what I'm saying. I'm really tickled.
No. I mean, in the past, I don't know that I was on in Tulsa before.
Yes, sir. You've been on a long time. You've been on a few stations.
Oh, well, that's good. I'm back because now I'm with Cumulus. I'll be everywhere soon. Now it's almost everywhere. It's 116 stations in 4 days. Can you believe this? 116 stations in 4 days. Each week, each month, you're not going to believe how this evolves and how big the show will be. So just understand that. You go to my website, michaelsavage.com. We're going to have a map up from corporate headquarters where you like click on it, your city, with a butt, like a little dot, and it shows you what station I'm on because everybody always wants to know, what am I on, what station? I never tell. Who can tell you? Producers can. So you click on like your city, it shows you the station and the time. Like I'm on in San, you know, all the cities I'm on. And it's growing. Like the button. I don't see the button in like Alaska, Mush, one in Hawaii, KIKI. I haven't had a Hawaii caller. They may like me, but they don't call. They don't write. I'm on in Reno. They may call. They don't call. They don't write. I'm on in Las Vegas, a new station. They don't call. They don't write. I used to love me in Las Vegas. Nothing. Dallas, KLIF, they're on the line. Memphis, they're on. I like Memphis. You know why? I must stop talking at 50. Memphis is good because it's an interesting city, Memphis. Music city, entertainers, people who are very creative. They've had troubles in their lives, either with booze or with pills. Now then they straighten out and they become conservatives. Memphis is a great market for conservatives. Most of them are like ex-leftist hippies, but now it's like, oh, yeah, I went into rehab. I came out. I voted for a Republican. So what do you want from me? I don't know why they think that's going to save their life. I don't know what it is. But anyway, That's how it works in Memphis. It's the Savage Nation every night right here on your local station.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Here he is, Michael Savage, live with you tonight. The phone number, you know it already, 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. It's on the ceiling of my bedroom, so I remember it's 855-400-SAVAGE. And you're welcome to call from anywhere in America. I want to begin this hour by again playing for you the wackadoodle Hillary Clinton laughing about the death in Benghazi, talking like it's an event that doesn't really matter. Nothing. Listen to her laughing in clip two.
The Independent Accountability Review Board is already hard at work looking at everything, not cherry-picking, mm-hmm. You know, one story here, you know, one document whoa. There, but looking at everything, which I highly recommend as mm-hmm. the appropriate approach to something as complex as an attack like this.
An attack like this. What was it, like an indigestion attack? You mean the terrorist attack that killed our ambassador and three other people and burned the embassy to the ground? I thought she was talking about like a peptic upset as an attack like this. The guy had a little attack. Stomach hurt him. Did you hear the tone in that woman's voice? Why was she not fired? You know, I'll tell you something. I'm a conservative, and I have been for many years. I wasn't always. There was a time I was a different kind of personality when I was younger. I didn't know any better. You know the old saying, if you're not a liberal when you're 20, you have no heart. If you're still liberal at 40, you have no mind. That's an old statement. That's absolutely true. So when I was young, I was kind of liberal. You know, I didn't know any better. And that's the way you think you're supposed to be. You don't know any better. And you eventually you start to evolve out of those things. But you look at a thing like this, where does she get off saying a thing like that, like it's just a joke? So you go back 30 years, I'll never forget it as long as I live. There was a scandal in France about 30 years ago where the blood supply was tainted and many people died from the tainted blood supply. Do you know that the equivalent of our HHS director not only was forced to resign, even though she had nothing to do with the tainted blood, she went to prison. The French put her in jail. I said, you know something? That's a government that knows how to control their bureaucrats. You know, this is an embassy that was burnt to the ground. The defense secretary should have been fired. The secretary of state should have been fired. And Obama should have been impeached all at once. And people say, how can anyone in the military vote for them? I don't understand this. How could a man in uniform ever vote for Obama after this? Okay, I made my point. That's the end of the story. Let's go to WKBN in Youngstown, Ohio. Heidi, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, I'm so glad you're back on the air. But
Youngstown, great market.
Yes.
Great city.
Listen, the reason why Hillary was laughing so hard is because she couldn't even believe the words that was coming out of her tainted lips.
Tainted lips. I like that.
Yes. This Obama administration is nothing but lie after lie after lie. And when she was reading that, it was
laughable. Oh, it's unbelievable to me. Laughable. The Independent Accountability Review Board, you know who that is? Four of the friends of hers from Bryn Mawr. Let me ask you about Youngstown. You're on a lake, aren't you, in that area near Lake? Which lake is it?
Lake Erie is like an hour and a half from us.
Right. Because I read a book years ago. Not too long ago, the movie was Kill the Irishman. Have you seen that movie?
Have, yes.
I love that movie. It was a sleeper.
Yes.
A sleeper movie. Then I read the book, Kill the Irishman. It was all about the Youngstown there, by the way. It plays a big role in that.
Yes, well, I'll tell you
there were wars over, like, syrup that were used to make booze. Do you know that?
Yes.
Wars over, like, corn syrup wars. The equivalent of, like, crack dealers killing each other today for the territory. They killed each other over corn syrup. I couldn't believe that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I like that it's a gritty, like, old brick city, you know, near the river, near the lake. People are more real. I lived in Pittsburgh for a while. Everyone had a reality check on their face.
Doc,
it's unlike us. In San Francisco, no one looks like they're real. Everyone looks like they don't even know they're going to pass away one day. You know, there's one thing about when I grew up in New York, everywhere you went, there was a cemetery. Like the LIE, there's a cemetery. Wherever you drove, you knew that at the end of the road, right? In California, you don't even see cemeteries. They're hidden somewhere. Everyone thinks they're like whisked away like in Fahrenheit 451 or 457. It's like no one knows. Oh, yeah, I don't know what happened to him. He just moved out. He went to the big kahuna in the sky. He was surfing and disappeared. So I like people from the old Rust Belt with like bricks.
We are like good bricks. Have you ever heard of the term the Youngstown tune-up?
Oh, God. Is that like a Sicilian boat ride?
Car bombings in Youngstown. I'll give you a Youngstown tune-up.
A Youngstown tune-up is a car bomb.
Yes.
That's brilliant. That is absolutely brilliant. I had a friend. I had a friend in San Francisco who told me what a Sicilian boat ride was.
No.
That's a one-way trip. That's the one-way trip out to the Farallones. Hey, I'm glad that you can laugh with me late at night there in Youngstown. Thank God you're listening to me instead of watching Fox News.
No, I'm so glad you're back on the air. You're my voice of sanity. I'm telling you, I missed you so much.
I love it. Well, very soon I'll be able to send books to everyone. Not yet. Not the first couple of weeks.
Dr. Savage,
hey, thanks for listening. I love it. I learned something new tonight. The Youngstown tune-up, a car bomb. How do you like that? I'll chuckle in bed over that one tonight. As I replay the show in my head, I will chuckle over the Youngstown tuna. the phrases people have, my goodness, oh, that's so bad, Mary. We should send the UN into Youngstown to make sure that people are not mean to each other. Said Ted Turner in there to, like, give lectures in the public schools. Some people should evolve into Ted Turner. It's the Savage Nation, phone number 855-400-SAVAGE, or go to my website, michaelsavage.com. Soon we'll have a map up with every market in the country, growing by the day. Every day, another station. It's 116, I heard. I think the number of stations grew while I was on the air. Must stop talk at 1250, 41, 42, 3. It's new timing. It's the Savage Nation. We'll be right back momentarily with more great programming. So absolutely don't touch that dial. Call the Savage Nation now at 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282.
Savage.
Welcome to the Savage Nation. Let him hear that. Would you play a little? Wake him up out there. Wake up the living dead. Wake up the walking dead out there in America. Hollow men. The empty skirts. The empty suits. The robots. The welfare recipients. The food stamp eaters. I am talking to the 50% of America, meaning you, those of you who work for a living and support the other 50% who are being carried on your backs like a monkey on your back. Welcome to the Savage Nation. We're going to talk about violence coming from the sewer pipe of Hollywood. We are going to continue talking about the violence and pornography that is spewing out of the sewer pipe of Hollywood to the world, which has triggered the Islamic revolution around the globe. I don't care what anyone says. I don't care what anyone says. It's a reaction to the sewer pipe of Hollywood. You could say it's our foreign policy with regard to Israel, but it doesn't explain the Islamic violence in Indonesia. It doesn't explain the Islamic violence in all of those other hot points around the world. No, it doesn't. You can blame the Jews all you want, but I'm going to say that most of the Islamic hatred for the West is not about Christianity per se. It's about the culture. What do you mean the culture? The pornography and the violence that is being created, disseminated through the sewer pipe of Hollywood. And so I want to talk again about this issue because somebody has to knock their heads together. Somebody has to take Katzenberg, Ratzenberger, Matzenberg, and bang their heads together and say, the party is over, Bubala. It's time for you to understand that the world is not going to take your vile garbage anymore. I don't care if you created the presidency. You're not gods. You're not Caesars. So I'm going to read for you the Motion Picture Production Code, which was the industry moral censorship guidelines that governed the production of most U.S. pictures released by major studios between 1930 and 1968. It was known as the Hays Code, named after Hollywood's chief censor of the time, Will H. Hays. And so people followed this code. I told you I grew up in a time when my father said certain things were never allowed to be shown in movies, but you don't know why. Well, there was a code, and that code was thrown out around the same time that Allen Ginsberg, William Kunstler, and other of the most despicable human beings appeared on the planet, meaning on the social scene. 1968, when marijuana made its way into the mainstream, and when left-wing fanaticism threatened to tear down civilization itself, they tore down any restraints upon Hollywood, and the rest is history. The production code spelled out what was acceptable and what was unacceptable content for motion pictures produced for public audience in the U.S. So what was not allowed to appear in movies? What was not allowed to appear in movies up until 1968 when William Kunstler, Allen Ginsberg, I can name a few others who destroyed Western civilization, shook the pillars of civilization and almost destroyed us. I don't know that we've survived, frankly. Among the things that were not allowed to appear in movies, you're listening to the Savage Nation, were the following. pointed profanity, suggestive nudity, the illegal traffic in drugs, children's sex organs, ridicule of the clergy. Let's pause right there. Do you know of one movie that's called a drama today or action that does not have profanity, nudity, drugs, children half naked, or a ridicule of the Catholic Church? I don't know of one. Ask Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg why they continue to make such vile filth. Let me go on. Among the things that required special care, according to the Motion Picture Production Code, when dealt with in the movies were the following. The use of the American flag. Jeffrey, the use of the American flag, the thing that has given you your fame and fortune, Mr. Katzenberg, the thing that you spit upon, in my opinion. Arson, the use of firearms, theft, robbery, safe-cracking, dynamiting of trains, mines, and buildings. Couldn't show them in the movies. Brutality and possible gruesomeness. Ha! Oh, Marty Scorsese, where would you be without this? Martin Scorsese, the great genius, old Marty. Everyone refers to him as Marty on a first-name basis because he's such a nice guy. Or Robert De Niro or Sean Penn. Nice liberals. They're all psychotic left-wingers, aren't they? So let me interject this. Which actors and directors, aside from Sean Penn, in your opinion, are most guilty of violence, which they then cover up with their excessive liberalism? This is an old game. You make your living showing extreme violence. You make your fortune that way, and then you pretend you're a liberal. You go to Haiti and you, I don't know what you do in Haiti. I have no idea what he did down there. No one does. Or you towed a machine gun in Louisiana after the Hurricane Katrina to show you're a tough guy in life as you are in the movies. So which actors, aside from the despicable Sean Penn, in your opinion, are most guilty of violence, which they then cover up with their extreme liberalism? So let me go on now. With the other things that required special care when dealt with in movies, while Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg were still wild-eyed, woolly-eyed hippies and not yet making movies. The use of the American flag, arson, the use of firearms, theft, robbery, safe-cracking, dynamiting of trains, mines, buildings, brutality, gruesomeness. Technique of committing murder, Jeffrey, by whatever method. Technique of committing murder, Mr. Spielberg. Sympathy for criminals, Mr. Spielberg. Sedition, Mr. Scorsese, Spielberg, Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Ratzenberg. Apparent cruelty to children and animals. The sale of women or of a woman selling her virtue. A woman selling her virtue. A woman selling her virtue. Don't they all do it? Can you name one Hollywood slut who's actually married, who had a baby in the last year? They're a mom. Don't you love they're a mom? Don't you love that they're all moms walking around with their baby now, like the baby with odd names, no American names, of course. Names such as Hermes or scarf or handbag or shoe or nail polish. Here's my little daughter named Nail Polish. Here's my other baby named Diamond Ring. Here is my baby named Gucci. Here is my baby named Poochie. Wait until Poochie becomes a man. You'll really see something. No husbands. But they're all moms. Suddenly they want to cash in on the image of mom and apple pie. You couldn't show rape or attempted rape. Well, you could do it, but you had to do it in a special way. Deliberate seduction of girls, Jeffrey. The institution of marriage could not be assailed and ridiculed, Jeffrey. The use of drugs, Alec. Titles or scenes having to do with law enforcement or law enforcing officers. You had to treat them delicately. You couldn't turn every cop into a criminal and every degenerate bum into a hero. Jeffrey, I just read to you the Motion Picture Production Code. That was a set of standards all followed by the major studios between 1930 and 1968. Tell me what the standards are today. Tell me what the standards are today. Or call me with which actors other than the despicable fraud Sean Penn, in your opinion, are most guilty of violence, which they then try to cover up with extreme fraudulent liberalism. When I come back, I'm going to take your calls on the Savage Nation. I'm going to take your calls on those who are going to walk the wall of shame. We're going to have the wall of shame today of actors, directors, and others, even the men behind the scenes who have destroyed America's psyche and who have triggered the Islamic revolution around the world. Nobody in the radio business actually gives you a lesson like I give you when I really want to get into it. Why did they break down all of the barriers of Western civilization? because of a few people. Timothy Leary, Allen Ginsberg, Bella Abzug, and William Kunstler, in my opinion, were the horsemen of the apocalypse. There were others, but they tore down the law, the university, medicine, and literature. They tore it apart, and they opened the society up to the opportunistic infections that we are currently still fighting. And I don't think we can ever win them because they're too powerful right now. The forces against civilization are too strong in our society. When you have the ACLU going after war memorial crosses, go to my website and see what they're doing now, those disgusting anti-American vermin. Here's a few simple, scared, cockamamie coward lawyers with law degrees in the ACLU telling war heroes and their descendants they have to tear down a cross in San Diego that's a memorial to soldiers from the Korean War. And they don't go over there and say, I'll tell you what, over my dead body. Come on, Marvin. Come on, Marvin, see if you can beat me up with your law degree. Come on, Marvin, see how tough you are. Go tear down the cross to my father's name. I don't know why the Christians take it. My website's very clear. I don't mean it's not going to hold back even more today or tomorrow. And as long as the Lord gives me the breath, I am telling you. When the lights go down. But let me get back to the issue, which is the Motion Picture Production Code and who destroyed us and which actors, aside from Sean Penn, are the most guilty of the violence, which they then try to cover up with liberalism. And you could throw in some directors, too, like Marty Scorsese, the god of Hollywood. Here are the 20 most violent movies, according to a blogger. He lists The Wild Bunch, which I don't think it is. 2, Switchblade Bromance, Reservoir Dogs, Quentin Tarantino, Battle Royale, Kokushan Takami's movie, Natural Born Killers, I don't know who did that, but Woody Harrelson, one of the most despicable men in the history of American cinema. At the time he was, he's nothing anymore, apparently. Another Oliver Stoner. 300, the movie. Hostel, which is one of the worst movies ever made, which is all about slashed ankles, dismemberment, electrocution, train crushing, you name it. Hostel has it. Cannibal Holocaust. This movie was so shocking in 1980 that the director Ruggero Deodato was arrested in Italy and charged with making a snuff film. The movie Cannibal Holocaust was banned in the UK for its scandalous depictions of violence. 7 real animals were butchered during the making of the film. 9, most violent film, Training Day, Denzel Washington. 10, Saving Private Ryan. I wouldn't put Saving Private Ryan on the list, and I'll tell you why. Yes, there's a lot of violence of soldiers being killed, but it's not gratuitous violence in that it is part of the story of World War II, and of all war, for that matter. The others are just gratuitously violent. You see, there's a difference that I would expect people to understand. 11, Kill Bill, garbage. Quentin Tarantino, garbage, total garbage. The True Romance, never heard of it. I Spit on Your Grave, 1970. The Godfather, Francis Ford Mortadella. 16, Ed Gein, the movie about the true story of serial killer Ed Gein. It's about a serial killer. Scarface, 1982, the remake of Howard Hawks' 1932 crime drama. Tony Montana, Al Pacino's becomes a drug kingpin in 1980s Miami. And there is a lot of violence in it, including an inventive helicopter assassination. A Clockwork Orange. Now, this is an interesting story as a violent movie. And what it meant. 1971, if you never saw it, don't. It's terrible. Stanley Kubrick's stylish treatise on morality and psychology, The Violence. Championing a new shocking vein of ultraviolence, A Clockwork Orange pushed boundaries with its depictions of rape, gang crime, and psychological torture. Martyrs, 2008, French horror film. Gory, horrible. Apocalypse Now, Post-Godfather epic is kind of it's violent, but the fact of the matter is, even though it's a bloodbath, I wouldn't put it into one of the most violent movies. So if you want to add to that list, name other violent movies where violence is gratuitous, be my guest. Why? We're doing the Hall of Shame now on the Savage Nation. The Hall of Shame of actors and directors, and studios for that matter, who not should be ashamed of themselves, but should be controlled by the federal government. You heard me, I'll say it again. That is right. That is right. Between 1930 and 1968, we had a motion picture production code. You know what the code is now? Whatever is more vile sells to the czars of Hollywood. When they come back from their yachts in the Med or the Caribbean, they sit there with their feet up on the desk, and they look at someone who comes in, and if it's about someone who loves America or a soldier who gave his life for America, get him out of here. Don't even let him in the door. What's he doing here? Get him out of here. We don't do movies about America. Get out of here.
Jingle bell, jingle rock.
Are we on the air? I called for Jingle Bell Rock to lighten it up. My inner censor said you better back him off. Because everyone's putting on their body armor and they're strapping on the body armor. They're putting on the drum mag, painting their faces. life is good. People are wonderful and business is great. I remember those. Remember those bumper stickers in the 70s? Where did they ever go? Every car in California had another saying. It was so, it was grating. Well, it was innocent compared to today. If I see another Obama bumper sticker in Marin, I may have to go get a T-38 tank to drive on Highway 101. If I'm cut off by one more Prius driver from the right lane with an Obama sticker, I may have to buy an M1A Abrams if they're road ready, you know, if they make them with rubber tires. Whoa. So what do you want to talk about? I mean, I've given you the motion picture production code in the Savage Nation. I've read you the list of the 20 most violent movies. I've laid the blame clearly at the feet where it belongs. I've asked Obama to stop blaming gun owners and start blaming movie makers. And I'm asking you, who other than Sean Penn, in your opinion, are most guilty of violence for their careers, which they then try to cover up with extreme liberalism? Period. It's simple. Johnny, the first up, go ahead, please.
Well, you know, I'd say Woody Allen is subtly chipping away with his neurotic relationships, constantly love triangle. And when you span the whole of his career, the 30 years of love triangles of this guy in love with that girl, in love with that guy, and no one's able to commit, it's like a little atomic bomb. Even though he sprinkles it well with a joke here and a joke there, it just literally attacks the whole
Woody Allen made the weakling acceptable. Woody Allen made it acceptable for a white male to be a weakling and a kind of uncommitted weakling white male. Everyone thought it was cute to be like that. And one of the things he did specialize in is attacking the institution of marriage, but not solely that. He certainly went after everything else, mainly Jews. You know, he's Jewish, of course, but one of his favorite targets, in the sense that they practice the religion and believe it. And that's why he always mocked him. Remember the famous scene in one of his movies where he is at a dinner somewhere, I don't know, in Annie Hall. And he's sitting at the table with the Christian people. And the grandmother stares at him. And in his inner mind, he thinks she sees him in a black hat, black garb with red hair and red whiskers and red sideburns. Remember that movie?
Yes, yes.
All right, so why do you think Woody Allen was obsessed with attacking Orthodox Jews and running down Judaism? For the same reason he attacked marriage. So, yeah, he's a product of the 60s, and he's done very well at it. Why hasn't anyone said, cut it out, we don't like it, or the drunk Irishman? You follow me?
Yeah,
You've yet to see an Islamic terrorist shown in a major movie that I've seen, maybe once in a while, 10 years ago. Why do they avoid showing any connection between terrorism, mayhem, roadside bombs, 9/11? Why have they never made a movie called 9/11? Tell me why. Tell me why Katzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg, the big brave men of Hollywood, who produced the sewage that the world is vomiting back, how come they never made a movie called 9/11?
Yeah, you got a good.
They specialize in violence. It would fill a theater. Then why won't they make that movie? Well, there's a number of reasons. One, because they're looking at international sales. Number two, a lot of their money comes from Saudi Arabians who would never fund such a movie. Go down the list. Why has my novel, Abuse of Power, with Jack Hatfield, who who fights Islamic terrorism to save San Francisco. Why is that not yet a major motion picture? It's a fabulous book. 6 weeks on the New York Times list or more. Why has it never been picked up by Hollywood? Because Katzenberg, Matzenberg, and Spielberg gave it a Caesar thumbs down. I'll be right back.
Savage.
And once that was achieved, the vermin in Hollywood went crazy. Profanity, nudity, drugs, children's sex, ridiculing the church, stepping on the flag, showing arson, overuse of guns, showing safe cracking, robbery, theft, brutality of every kind, sympathy for murderers, sympathy for criminals, overt sedition, Oliver Stone in my opinion, a cruelty to children and animals, selling women, women selling their virtue, rape, constant rape, deliberate abduction of girls, destroying marriage, showing drug use, attacking law enforcement, cops, showing them all to be corrupt. This is what the vermin of Hollywood have done for the last 40 years. And as a result, now we see the shooting in the movie theaters, to me, is the end line of all of this. It should be the beginning of something new, but it won't be. You know it won't be. Ha. You're going to tell me Obama, their handpicked president, is going to do anything to them? No, he'll tell you to give up the AK-47. I say give up the HD camera. You may as well ban HD cameras as ban an AK-47. Tell Spielberg he can't use an HD camera anymore. Okay, let's go to the callers. Jacqueline, you're up on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Dr. Savage, you spoke about The Godfather. I'd like to compare that to the movie The Untouchables. And my point is that criminal or mob movies can be done in two different ways.
Right.
The Godfather was, I mean, like you said, just a nasty movie. But The Untouchables with Kevin Costner dealt with the mob, but you didn't see blood and gore. They didn't show the St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
Well, you know, but if you look back to The Godfather, by comparison today, it wasn't that violent. I mean, it seemed like comic book-like, you know, when you actually think about it. It was nothing compared to what the garbage that they put out today. You know, look, there's a lot of blame to go around. My main point today is that we need a new motion picture production code. That's my point. You agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with that.
So that's the main point, is we need a new motion picture production code. And if they won't get their act together on their own, then the people have to get their act together. You say, well, they can. They don't have to go to the movies. That's easy to say. I've heard that before. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. That's like saying put drugs out there and let anyone who doesn't want to use it not use heroin. I mean, does that make sense to you? Let heroin be legalized and let those who don't want to use it not use it, but it should be legal. I'm not ready for the Dutch method. I'm not ready for Dutch euthanasia, a nation that commits suicide. Holland committed suicide. So did you look at all the low countries have committed suicide. That's a kind of double entendre. But the fact is that the low countries have committed suicide, social suicide, with their liberalism. Maybe that's why they were called low countries originally. Who knows? Look, this is not a funny topic. And I'm a movie lover. Don't think I'm like a Mennonite who sits in the house with a buggy whip. I don't sit at home, you know, and I ride my buggy to the studio. I love movies. But do I have to watch violence and pornography? No. Watch the movie on television called War Winter or Winter War. War in the Winter. Never heard of it. Dutch movie. What was it about? A 13-year-old boy who starts... joins the underground resistance in Holland and helps them killing Nazis because they kill his father in this little town in Holland. It's one of the most stupendous sleepers I've ever seen. Was the violence gratuitous? No. Was there a lot of it? No. But it was the undertone was so, the drama was so profound that you felt tension from the entire movie. And you see some of the most beautiful scenery. It's wintertime in Holland. During the Nazi occupation, it shows ordinary men and women joining the resistance to undermine the Nazis who have occupied this town. There's very little violence, but that which does occur literally makes your heart pound. Like when his father, the mayor, is taken out and put up against the wall with other men who stood up to the Nazis or allegedly stood up, and they think they did, and he's standing before a firing squad, and this little 13-year-old kid is running, screaming to try and stop it. And as he jumps over the wall just before the guns go off, amazing movie. There's some amazing films out there, which of course have some violence, but there's a redemption to the violence. There's a meaning to the violence. And It's based upon reality. It's not just gratuitously thrown in there, like Kill Bill, for example, or something of that nature. And by the same token, the Saving Private Ryan is the same type of movie. Of course, there's violence in it. How many men were brutalized in World War II? There's violence in war. But to make it up? No, I'm sorry. Thus, I'm sorry. And people would go to movies, by the way, which have redeeming value. The theaters would fill with movies such as that. It's not that such movies would not sell. I could make a movie. I could direct a movie about Madame Curie and make it into a bestseller. Do you know that? I could make a new movie about Madame Curie, a great scientist, and people would flock to it. Why? Because it's about a woman, when women were not prominent in science, who did the most amazing things in science and won a Nobel Prize. A lot of women would like that movie. Families would go to it. Why don't they make it? Because the mindset is in there. Ratzenberg, and Spielberg don't even think that way. They don't think about values that lift people up. I used to leave movies in the 50s, come out as a little kid. I felt, do you remember going to the movies in those days, before TV really, if anyone goes back? You'd come out of a movie in the middle of an afternoon. It looked strange. You didn't know what was real, the movie or the afternoon sun didn't look real to you. You'd come out in the daylight, everything looked wrong. Because you were just taken away into, okay, Audie Murphy, the hero, Audie Murphy, World War II, Korea, right? You wanted to be Audie Murphy, or you wanted to be John Wayne, or you wanted to be George Washington crossing the Delaware. You wanted to be someone who America loved. And we have many boys in this country who still do that, but they're not glorified, they're not lionized, they're laughed at by the vermin in Hollywood, as are the vermin in the ACLU trying to rip down the crosses that are erected in their honor. That's the society we're living in. It's like the fall of Rome. We're witnessing the collapse of Western civilization. And this, what went on in the movie theater, is almost a crescendo, but not the final crescendo by any means. It was almost a crescendo before the real crescendo of what's coming in this country. I fear another 9/11. When you have such numbskulls as Janet Napolitano in the Department of Homeland Security, when you have such pro-Islamic people running intelligence agencies, you're telling me we couldn't have another 9/11 in this country when they bend over backwards to see the side of Al-Qaeda? Yeah, you tell me about it. I don't sleep well at night. I was on the Savage Nation. Who do you think, aside from Sean Penn, in Hollywood is most guilty of using violence to advance themselves, which they then try to cover up with the superb false liberalism? Monica, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, I just want to simply say thank you from the bottom of my heart for being brave, having the courage to stand up and say these things. You're very brave, and thank you from the bottom of my heart.
You're welcome, and let me tell you something. I've paid a very high price. I've been boycotted, I've been ridiculed, I've been smeared, I've been ostracized, I've been outcast, I've been turned into an outcast. I'm living alone, basically. Society has rejected me. I'm banned from entering Britain and forth. And I said to him, something about, do you know I'm banned in Britain? He said, no, I know nothing about that. What does that tell you? Here is a guy who thought who's talking about that. Why? Because all they know when they read about my name are a few things that I allegedly said that I never said. And for being crucified, I'm being crucified for things I never even said. I can't even enter Britain, would you believe it? They let Islamic murderers live there. They let Islamic terrorists into England. They let them live off welfare. They're with 16 children. I can't enter Britain. Can you believe this? And this guy didn't even know it. This guy didn't even know it.
And so
I am actually the anti-establishment character that Martin Scorsese pretends to write about, produce movies about. See, this is something I really want to spend time on. All of these anti-heroes are really scum. The murderer is not an anti-hero. He's just a scum murderer. The drug dealer is not an anti-hero. He's a scum drug dealer. I'm the anti-hero. I'm the outsider. I'm the guy that everybody wants to actually be in Hollywood. I'm the guy that everyone in Hollywood who pretends to be a tough guy actually wishes they were. They couldn't walk in my shoes for 3 hours.